Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Only. Bring your friends, bring your family, bring your taste buds to South Abille, celebrating 10 years in the South Main Art District. Get started at southabille.com.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. and right now.
4 o'clock word is train. You can text the word train, T-R-A-I-N, to 72881 for your chance to win 1,000 bucks. You've got 60 minutes to do it, so text the word train, T-R-A-I-N, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Train is the code word. Your next code word is coming up at 5 o'clock here on The Gary Parris Show.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is The Gary Parris Show.
It's Gary Parris. I'm speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Brad Carson producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. No obstacles. No disruption.
Our daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope you enjoy the FBI-produced college basketball scandal that has created headlines for much of the past 2 years, because now it is effectively over. Verdict in today for Christian Dawkins, Merle Code, both found guilty of felonies. They will do additional prison time to what they were sentenced to for the guilty verdict in the first trial. But what does it really mean to sport a college basketball? Are you? Not much. And now that there are no more arrests made, no more trials on the docket, that's it. So what did the federal government really get done? Not much. Talk about it momentarily. First, though, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 420. Joe Mullinex is the site manager for SB Nation's GrizzlyBearBlues.com. He's going to join me in about 20 minutes. We'll talk Grizzlies with him, but also NBA playoffs with him, because if you stick strictly to Grizzlies this time of the year, you run out of things to talk about pretty quickly. Joe Mullinex is going to join me in about 20 minutes. When I finish that segment, I'll do four notable stories, 444, at which point I'm going to discuss four previously undiscussed stories, among them Lester Quinones' crystal ball prediction. 24/7 Sports is now 100% for Memphis. So that's a good sign for Penny Hardaway and his staff. But the Tigers are no longer the favorite to land R.J. Hampton, according to the same recruiting analysts who are providing crystal ball predictions. So I'll tell you who is around 444. CBS Sports' Dennis Dodd, my friend and colleague, has published his annual rankings of the 25 best Power 5 coaches in college football. No surprise who is at the top. I'll run you through those rankings a little later on this hour. Surprising news out of Tuscaloosa. Nick Saban, I didn't realize this, so it's surprising for me at least. Huge Game of Thrones fan.
What?
I would have figured Nick the Goat had no time for such things.
Well,
like fantasy HBO shows that last in more than an hour every Sunday night. But he's a legit fan, so that's cool. I'll tell you his prediction for how things end up just before 5 o'clock. And 66 players have been invited to the NBA Combine. One former Memphis player is on the list. Get into that during four notable stories at 444. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. Then I'll eventually do dinner to go and get out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with the end of the college basketball FBI scandal, because earlier today in Lower Manhattan, a jury delivered guilty verdicts to Christian Dawkins and Merle Code. Christian Dawkins found guilty on two of the six charges. He's guilty of conspiracy to commit bribery, and he's guilty of bribery. Merle Code only guilty on one of the four charges. He is guilty of conspiracy to commit bribery. Those two men, of course, were also found guilty in an earlier trial. They have been sentenced for that. They will be sentenced for this, and then they will serve, however much time the judge decides, that time in a federal prison. But here's the truth, and this was always the unusual thing about this trial. The verdict almost doesn't matter. See, it's almost backwards from the normal trial that you might be interested in. Like, what's the biggest trial of our lifetime? It's probably the O.J. Simpson trial, right? Mm-hmm. So you are immensely interested in the verdict.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the evidence and the testimony is also fascinating. But ultimately, it comes down to what's the most important thing. Is this guy going to be found guilty or not guilty for murdering his ex-wife and a waiter from a restaurant? This American icon, this famous football player turned actor, is he going to be found guilty of killing his wife and an ex-wife and another person or not? And, of course, he was found not guilty. The verdict mattered. Everybody was so interested in what that jury would deliver. With this trial, the verdict doesn't matter at all because nobody cares about Merle Code or Christian Dawkins. At least I know I don't care about Merle Code or Christian Dawkins. Like, unless you're Christian Dawkins or Merle Code, or somebody who loves Merle Code or Christian Dawkins, what the jury delivered today doesn't really matter to you at all. The most interesting thing about this trial, what made this trial create headlines every day that it went on, wasn't ever going to be the verdict. Who cares? It was always going to be the testimony and the evidence that was presented in the trial because, at least in theory, it had a chance to bring down certain college basketball programs and certain college basketball coaches. Because that's what was promised when this all started. When 10 men were arrested in September 2017, early in the morning, and they held a press conference, and June Kim, who was at the time the acting U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, he stands in front of these television cameras and presents himself as a person on the verge of wrecking the sport of college basketball and some of its biggest programs. Like, you go back and read some of the quotes from that day, and you would think, like, everybody's about to be fired everywhere. June Kim famously said, quote, "We have your playbook. Our investigation is ongoing." What that meant was, we got these 10 men, but we understand what you do and how you do it, and this investigation is far from over. What that suggests is there's going to be a lot more arrest and bigger fish than the people who were arrested on that day. He went on to say that if you're a college basketball coach who has been operating outside of the NCAA rulebook in a way that we can interpret as also being outside of law, then you'd be wise to go ahead and fess up. He actually said, call us. It's better for you to call us than it is for us to call you. And looking back on that with the benefit of hindsight, it is LOL hilarious. Because only a fool would have ever made that call. Because here we are nearly 2 years later, and everybody who was arrested on that day has either been convicted of their crimes after a trial, or they've pleaded guilty and just decided never to go to trial. But it's done. As of today, it's done. And what really happened? Who has really been impacted in any real way?
Nobody. I mean,
nobody. I mean, it's Rick Pitino.
Not the programs having as much.
Rick Pitino is an obvious answer to that question. They got him. But looking back on it, you wonder, like, if they should have.
Yeah.
Rick was never arrested.
He didn't and know even about though, any of the stuff.
Well, you don't know if he knew about it, but he certainly insists that he didn't know about it. And there is no evidence to this date. And what that suggests is that there will never be any evidence. There's no evidence that came out in trial, no text message, no wiretap admission, no wiretap suggestion. You know, the way Christian Dawkins is on a wiretap saying Sean Miller bought DeAndre Ayton, he or nobody else is ever on a wiretap saying anything like that about Rick Pitino. There's not a bit of actual evidence that ties Rick Pitino to anything outside of the NCAA rulebook. That's just true. You can believe that. Well, he knew, but there's no evidence that he knew. He's always insisted that he didn't know. And you can actually insist if you want, but he did have an assistant coach on video agreeing to commit level one rules violations. This after he had an assistant on staff running stripper parties. Enough is enough. We're not going to have that man running the program. And that's fine with me. All I'm saying is there's no evidence that Rick Pitino actually knew. Nothing ever came out in the trials. But still, he paid a significant price, and the people on his staff paid a significant price. Arizona looks dirty, was dirty. Sean Miller looks dirty, but Sean Miller's still getting those direct deposits every 2 weeks. He's still the head coach at Arizona, and Arizona's got a top 10 recruiting class on the way. They've been impacted, but the man who runs the program is still fine, and the program is still fine. Now, a subsequent NCAA investigation is probably going to bring about punishment because you do have a former Arizona assistant caught on video and wiretap admitting to rules violations, not only accusing his boss of rules violations, but admitting to his own rules violations. I mean, don't ever forget, Book Richardson, the former Arizona assistant, is on a wiretap explaining how he's basically broke because he spent so much of his own money buying players. The NCAA will almost certainly hold Arizona accountable for this stuff. But it ain't done yet. Kansas looks dirty. They had TJ Gasnola testify that he was out there hustling for Kansas. But he also refused to bring Bill Self into it. Basically said, yeah, Bill Self might have benefited from what I was doing, but Bill Self didn't play a role or have any idea what I was doing. So Bill Self is still the coach at Kansas. And Kansas is coming off a season where it was in the top 25 all year again. They're starting to add recruits, and they'll probably be a preseason top 10 team next season. No big deal. Hadn't really got them. Will Wade took a hit, at least from a reputation perspective and from an actual coaching perspective, because he didn't get to coach in the SEC tournament. He didn't get to coach LSU in the NCAA tournament. But even though he is on a wiretap expressing frustration that he can't get a deal done in violation of NCAA rules for Javonte Smart, and he's on a wiretap comparing that deal to previous deals that he's done that he says weren't nearly as complicated. And even though there's a whole bunch of circumstantial evidence that Will Wade was running a program well outside of the NCAA rule book, as of this day, right now, he's still the head coach at LSU. So he's paid a price, but not the type of price you would think you'd have to pay if you were caught in these ways. He's still the head coach at LSU. Some no-name assistants lost their jobs. And I was going back and forth with one of my colleagues earlier, and he said, you know, Clemson just had to fire one of its assistants, or more accurately, they declined to renew his contract after evidence was presented in federal court that he was breaking rules in his pursuit of Zion Williamson. But I know his name. You probably don't. He doesn't really matter in any real way, any more than any of these assistants matter in any real way. Like, Auburn lost an assistant coach because of this FBI scandal, Chuck Person. Auburn subsequently went out, won an SEC title, and then went to the Final Four for the first time. Didn't really matter. And so what did the federal government actually get accomplished here? Like, where are the scalps that they promised? It's Rick Pitino and some people you never heard of the day before they were arrested. That's it. Rick Pitino and a bunch of people who do not matter. And still to this day, like I mentioned earlier, it's remarkable. There's way more evidence that Sean Miller was cheating at Arizona than there was that Rick Pitino was cheating at Louisville. There's way more evidence that Will Wade's cheating at LSU than there is that Rick Pitino cheated at Louisville. Like, I'm not vouching for anybody. I'm just saying there are people on wiretaps and videos calling Will Wade a cheater. There are people on wiretaps and videos calling Sean Miller a cheater. There's nobody on a wiretap or a video calling Rick Pitino a cheater. In fact, Christian Dawkins is on a wiretap describing Rick Pitino as maybe the one head coach in the country who really has no idea what's happening. But they got him. But outside of that, nothing. And it all ends in, like, a pretty boring way. You wake up every day knowing that evidence is going to be presented. There's going to be testimony. And you're going, okay, well, maybe today's the day where something really comes out that actually leads to real action. Because Christian Dawkins' attorney, before this trial even started, said that they were going to pull back the curtain on college basketball. He was asked how many coaches he plans to have in that courtroom testifying under oath. He said, as many as I can get. You know how many he got? Zero. So the federal government overpromises, underdelivers. The defense overpromises, underdelivers. And now college basketball just moves on, same as it ever was, best I can tell. I think folks will be more careful about how they talk on the telephone. I think shoe companies be a little more careful about how they steer players to programs. I think head coaches will be a little more careful with how close they get to the action. But the idea that this case, that those arrests, that any of this was just going to wreck the sport or expose it, just really didn't happen. Again, you go back to September 2017 and check the mood of people around college basketball. With the way Jun Kim spoke and the words that he used, folks were scared. Oh, wow, they got our playbook? They're telling us we better call them because that'll be better for us if we call them? Way better for us than them calling us? Oh, boy, what do they got? Turns out they didn't have much at all. They got a bunch of circumstantial evidence against a few big-name guys and a whole lot of actual evidence against people who don't really matter. That's the whole case, start to finish, and now it's over. And so I don't know whether that's a good thing for college basketball or a bad thing for college basketball, but it is a pretty, relatively speaking, boring thing for college basketball. In September 2017, the prevailing thought around the sport was the federal government, the FBI, is about to bring down the cheaters in the sport. And they just didn't really do anything close to that. Kansas will, I think I'm certain, have to pay an NCAA price of some form. And Arizona will have to pay a NCAA price in some form. LSU maybe as well. Louisville maybe as well. A few other programs maybe as well. But when you suggest to me that you're going to expose the sport and the people within it, what that suggests to me is that you're about to provide evidence that leads to head coaches getting fired. And to date, Rick Pitino's the only one that got fired. And you could argue, I think reasonably, that he shouldn't have been. Talk more about this with Calkins at 5 o'clock. When we come back, turn our attention to the NBA, specifically to the Grizzlies. Joe Mullinex is the site manager for SB Nation's GrizzlyBearBlues.com. He's up after this break.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You gather some coworkers around your laptop to watch the funniest video ever.
So funny.
But nobody is laughing. You couldn't save yourself from the next 3 minutes of unlaughable regret. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your sense of humor has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even has a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Huh.
And has been helping people save money for over 75 years.
Ooh.
And while your little video party isn't going as expected, you could expect more savings from your local Geico agent.
You couldn't save yourself from a laughless video flop, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Want to know my secret to make a great-looking lawn last even longer?
All it takes is a second feeding of Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. With a simple second feeding, your lush lawn is here to stay. Because a second feeding of Scott's reinvigorates lawns by providing nutrients, which helps prevent browning and withering as the weather warms.
My green grass isn't going anywhere.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up Scotts Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Here's Tony Romo for Skechers Slip-On Footwear.
I like to make my life easy. I got a car that can drive itself, a robot that vacuums my whole house.
Carpet has been cleaned.
And Skechers Slip-Ons. They don't have laces, so I can just slip them on and off with ease. And they take comfort to another level. They're flexible, breathable, and have Skechers air-cooled memory foam. Plus, they come in a wide variety of current styles. Skechers Slip-Ons. You'll never want to wear anything else.
Try Skechers Slip-Ons with air-cooled memory foam today. Skechers. Comfort included.
Get more 92.9. Download the Radio.com app now. And make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See CVS.com/RX rewards or the pharmacy for details.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Mother's Day is almost here, and More Than Words in the heart of Germantown is a game changer for the most unique and meaningful gifts in town. At More Than Words, you can shop more than 5,000 square feet of amazing gifts, Memphis-themed items, and eye-catching art from more than 30 local artists. I promise you'll find something for every price range, for every budget. It's a place with an amazing and friendly staff, and they provide complimentary gift wrap year-round at More Than Words, located at 2123 West Street in Germantown, just south of Saddle Creek. More Than Words, open Mother's Day 1 to 5.
Fix your cracked windshield with today's Perks Deal. $12 for $100 towards a windshield replacement or your insurance deductible from Cascade Auto Glass plus two free $25 restaurant gift cards. Cascade has been a leader in the windshield replacement business since 1993. Cascade's technicians are fully trained and will replace your windshield with an OEM quality windshield. They work with all insurance companies and will walk you through the claims process to make sure everything goes smoothly. Trust the windshield replacement specialists at Cascade today. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and there's nothing like diamonds from Robert Irwin Jewelers to tell mom how special she is. Come to Robert Irwin Jewelers. Great gift ideas for any budget. Four locations or online at rijewelers.com. And happy Mother's Day.
Most auto repair shops do what's best for them, which helps their pocket. But Madison Automotive cares about your goals and needs of your vehicle, so they do what's best for your situation, unlike any other repair shop. Ask about our million-mile warranty. MadisonAutomotive.com.
Have you heard? Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking with their 4% checking account. Visit OrionFCU.com for details. Conditions apply. 0.05% APY on portion of balance above $30,000.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This ain't a wave or a phase, cause all that fades. This lifestyle's forever when you made. They tweet about the length I made them wait.
You know, Mother's Day is coming up. It's this weekend, so you better, well, if you haven't started planning for it, it's time to jump on it. You're running out of time. Because whether it's your mom or your children's mom or your grandmother, your aunt, your sister, your mother-in-law, somebody, there's going to be a mother in your life for whom you need to show appreciation. And if you're looking for a convenient, affordable, and delicious gift, look no farther than Sherry's Berries. I've been telling you about them for years. These are incredible, gigantic berries topped with chocolate chips, pink shimmer sugar, and swizzles. They're always fresh. They're always tasty. They ship anywhere in this country. You pick the delivery date, and that's when they're going to be delivered. You can still get them in time for Mother's Day. You don't have to go to a store. That's the convenient part. Just jump on your laptop or your smartphone. Go to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. You can get Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99, plus shipping and handling. You can double the berries for just $10 more. That'd be a wise move. Again, go to berries.com, click the microphone, and enter the code PARISH at checkout. That's P-A-R-R-I-S-H. That website, berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. When you're there, click that microphone, enter the code PARISH, and get to ordering. Sherry's Berries at berries.com. Lester Quinones is going to announce his college decision a little later on this week. The crystal ball projections at 24/7 Sports is now 100% in favor of the University of Memphis. That's a good sign, I think. We'll talk about it in the next segment. Jeff Carr gets at 5 o'clock, but right now he is the site manager for SB Nation's GrizzlyBearBlues.com. Joe Mullinex making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. Now on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Joe, how you doing on this Wednesday afternoon?
I'm doing pretty well, Gary. Can't complain. It wouldn't do any good anyway. How are you doing, sir?
I got no complaints as well. It's a nice day outside. I got no complaints. Life's good, man. So I appreciate you being here. Here's what I want to ask you about first, because I do want to get to the NBA playoffs in general. But we now know that the Grizzlies have interviewed at least three candidates for their vacant head coaching position. I believe they're one of only two franchises that at this moment doesn't have a head coach, the other being the LA Lakers, and they've centered in on Ty Lue. Do you have a preference of any of these three? Like if I said, all right, Joe, you're in charge, you got to hire one of the three that we know has interviewed, which direction do you think you'd go?
I mean, that's hard. I don't really care, to be honest with you, at least not at the moment, and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. It's not necessarily a case of apathy. It's more just a thankfulness that they're actually interviewing lots of people. I'm hopeful that they interview 10 more people. I think that they have a serious lack of perspective in that room, and what I mean by that is not necessarily, again, I don't mean it to sound insulting. Maybe it did, but I see it as, you have a 30-year-old running your basketball operations. You have a guy overseeing that 30-year-old who's never done it before, literally ever, on the basketball side of things. I want them to talk to as many smart basketball people as possible. I want them to talk to Becky Hammon. I want them to talk to Sam Cassell. I want them to talk to Dan Burke. I want them to talk to anybody who is willing to talk to them, even if it means they have to get on a plane and go to Lithuania. And the reason for that is to get as much perspective on how their job is perceived, how other people would run their organization on the day-to-day basketball operations side, and how they value the talent that is currently in Memphis. I don't think that the Grizzlies had good organizational awareness of their place in the NBA, both as a roster and as an overall franchise. And to me, that really shined through in their lack of an interview process the last time around. If you're still hell-bent on having J.B. Bickerstaff as your next head coach without meeting with anybody else, I'm not sure that they valued the position enough, because there's going to be people that are going to be interested because there's only 30 NBA head coaching jobs in the entire world. You might not be having Greg Popovich or Brad Stevens knocking down your door trying to get out of their current contracts to come to Memphis, but you're going to have the best and brightest assistants who have never had a job before in the NBA, one of those 30 that I just mentioned, or you're going to have somebody like a Mike Brown, a Mark Jackson, you know, maybe even a Frank Vogel. You're going to have some retreads out there that are going to be interested in getting back into that captain seat with an NBA franchise. So I just see it as, and I don't mean to hop out of the answer, I don't really care at this point. If it was Collins, I think that given the success Golden State has had, that would be nice to have somebody with a championship coaching pedigree, even though it's as an assistant. But if they brought in Mike Brown, again, I'm hopeful that they are starting their process almost. Like and we've talked about this before, I don't necessarily want them to connect it to the lottery. If they find somebody that they think is their person, their guy or girl in the case of him, and if that does come to pass, and if they talk with that person and they say, you know what, on May 12th, you're our person, and they hire them then, that's terrific. If they want to wait until May 28th, what difference does it make? To me, I would like to have a head coach in place by the time they start getting into draft preparation. Obviously, the combine's coming up. You see them starting these preseason workouts. They had a closed one today, and they, you know, a lot of the names that were on that list were guys that are either going to be second rounders or somebody that maybe you sign as a training camp invitee. So it's not like you're really figuring out the future of your franchise in the here and now. Why not take advantage of the time? Because like you said, it's you and the Lakers. It appears the Lakers have their guy. You essentially have the pick of the litter. It's almost like it's a benefit to see, to play in the waiting game and be the last seat left in musical chairs and see who wants to fill it.
Talking to Joe Mullinex, the site manager of SB Nation's GrizzlyBearBlues.com, host of Grizzly Bear Blues Live. You can listen to that anywhere you listen to podcasts, including Apple Podcasts. I think you're right in general that there's only 30 of these jobs, and in theory, of everybody out there now, you should have mostly the pick of the litter, as you put it. But let me ask you this, as it relates to Jaren Collins specifically, because I started reading a lot about him after Ramona Shelburne reported on Sunday night that he had interviewed with the Grizzlies. I'm obviously familiar with him on a very surface level, like I remember him as a college player. But like, right. Really trying to dive into his reputation and the sport and all of that. And the consensus seems to be he's going to be an NBA head coach someday, whether it's with the Grizzlies now or somebody else later. He will eventually be offered an NBA job, and he will be an NBA head coach. Whether he'll be good or bad, we'll see. But he's going to have that opportunity. If you are that guy, are you hesitant, even if the Grizzlies offer the job, to take the job? And here's why. I don't care if you are Greg Popovich or Brad Stevens. You're not taking over the Grizzlies roster next year and winning. You're just not. So, you know, so you're walking into a situation where your immediate results are going to be not good. And then you are entrusting a 30-year-old inexperienced, and I should just take out the 30-year-old because I don't care how old Zach Kleiman is. I'll just put it this way. You're entrusting an inexperienced general manager with a non-traditional background to somehow get you a roster someday to actually be in a position to win. So, like, maybe that works, but you could understand reasonably why somebody might be skeptical. And then you're working for an owner who has shown to have a quick trigger on coaches. It just seems like I could see an agent sitting down with Jaren Collins and saying, yo, man, if you want to do it, but this might not be the one for you.
I think, and I know you know this, Gary, I'll just say it for the audience. If you reach the level of professional sports where everybody that we're talking about is at, you've got some level of ego, man. Like, you've got some level of concept that, you know what, it may not have worked before, but it's going to work for me.
Sure.
And I can say that just from my own perspective on a much smaller scale as a high school coach. The job that I took, you know, nobody has ever really won at this school that I work at. But you know what? I looked at that job and I was like, I'm going to freaking win. You know, I'm going to be the one who settles this thing down. And I think that if you're going to be, again, much more successful, at least in terms of professional sports, than that, you have to have that level of confidence in your own abilities. So I think that Collins would not be turned away by the roster. I think he'd like Jaren Jackson Jr., and I'm sure the Grizzlies are intrigued by him because of his own role as a big in the NBA. Maybe they see him as someone who can develop Jaren. But on the flip side of that coin, with him being a former NBA big, you know, look at Patrick Ewing. I mean, Patrick Ewing was on staff after staff. He was an NBA assistant for years, and he never really got a shot to be a head NBA coach, at least not yet. And that's Patrick freaking Ewing.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's one of the greatest players arguably in the history of the NBA. It seems like, and as you look over the course of the game's history in terms of former players, former big men, for some reason they don't get a ton of shots when it comes to being an NBA head coach, at least not initially. So I think in the particular case of Collins, he probably would feel a little more pressured if he got that chance just because of that history. I do think that a lot of it will probably have to go down to, and again, this would all be things that play out over time, but he's in that locker room, so he knows now, you know, what the heck's going on in Golden State. Like, if you know Kevin Durant's going to leave, and if you know there's an actual shot that these reports are true and Klay Thompson's gone too, I mean, this era of Warriors basketball might be ending very rapidly. And if you want to get out while the getting's good, here's a chance to get a head coaching job, to get a raise, to get a chance to have your own show, and not have the pressure that Golden State's been dealing with for the past couple of years, especially with potential locker room drama. So I think that there's reasons for him to leave. Your argument is fair. It's certainly not the most stable place to work right now. But I do think that Kleiman and Wexler in this new-look front office, that's going to have to be one of the things that they sell these guys on, these people on, is we're trying to do things differently, and hopefully we can show that through this process.
The point you make about coaches looking at situations that maybe aren't set up for success and having the ego mixed with confidence that
sure.
that they go, I can do it. That is, you're exactly right, a very prevalent and common thing among people who get these types of opportunities. I've talked to, I talked to somebody when Dan Hurley, before he got the UConn job, year before he was offered the Rutgers job, and I had talked to Dan about it. But I know I have a friend who's like super close with Dan, and this friend's advice to Dan at the time was, if you take this job, you're making the mistake that so many coaches in this profession make, and that mistake is this: you think you can do something at a place where it doesn't get done. Don't trick yourself into thinking you're some sort of miracle worker. You will go to Rutgers and you will lose because that's what coaches do at Rutgers. Wait for the good job and be successful in a good job. Don't trick yourself into thinking you can do something at a level, at a place where nobody else has ever done it. And I think that's pretty good advice. But coaches still, in general, that's good advice, but coaches still often just believe I can get it done there. And to your larger point, there's only 30 of these jobs in the NBA. You might just, as your Patrick Ewing example suggests, you might just take the job when you can get the job, no matter the job that's presented to you. I'm talking to Joe Mullinex here. He's site manager, SB Nation's GrizzlyBearBlues.com, host of Grizzly Bear Blues Live. You can listen to that anywhere you listen to podcasts, including Apple Podcasts. I want to talk NBA playoffs with you because tonight is a pivotal Game 5. I think Game 5s, when the series tied 2-2, they have to be described as pivotal. Really, the only thing in sports that is ever described as pivotal is a Game 5 and a 2-2 series. And I was listening to, I think, Max Kellerman and Stephen A. Smith talk about this, and they were debating, because that's what they do on television, who needs tonight's game more. And I think one of them said Golden State and the other one said Houston, because that's the nature of the show. But to me, it seems pretty clear. Like, Golden State has got to win this, because if you lose this, you've now lost three in a row, and now you got to go back to a place where you haven't won yet, and you've got to win the next two. That means beating a team that just beat you three times in a row. If Houston loses, you just say, hey, we're going to go back home, take care of them the way we did, and then we'll come back here for Game 7 and we'll knock them out. But if Golden State loses, they're in a really, really tough spot.
Golden State is in a tough spot if they lose. And I think that the distinction that you need to make in the question is who needs it more in the terms of surviving in the series, and then potentially who needs it more in terms of their NBA legacy. Because if you look at James Harden and you look at what he's done statistically, he has a case that he is building to be one of the greatest shooting guards ever. You know, obviously Jordan's rarefied air, but I think that if he continues on this pace, you know, number two behind Jordan with Kobe and Dwayne Wade and all these names that get thrown out as some of the best shooting guards ever, sure, Harden's in that mix if he wins the NBA championship, and he wins the finals MVP. He needs a ring to kind of justify that. So I think in the grander scheme of things, Harden needs it more than the Warriors, because the Warriors have already proven they are a juggernaut. They are one of the greatest dynasties in history, even if this is the end for them. But overall, I agree with you in terms of this particular series. It has to be Golden State. And I think Golden State has the pressure on them that this could be their last year. You know, the Houston Rockets will likely be back as they currently are structured next season. Golden State will almost certainly not be. So this is their last shot with their death lineup, so to speak, that to really kind of win this championship before things probably go to hell. And that's an issue. That's a concern that's probably weighing in the back of their minds, maybe a little too much. So obviously Oracle Arena's closing. There's a lot of layers to this for Golden State. So I think Harden and the Rockets need it more for, you know, Harden's legacy, and obviously Chris Paul too. But on the more specific to this series, who's going to win? If Golden State doesn't, they're in real trouble.
Wrapping up here with Joe Mullinex. Last thing before I let you go, the other game tonight, the early game tonight, it's Celtics-Bucks. Bucks up 3-1. 60-win teams, like Milwaukee, went up 3-1 in NBA playoff series, or 48-1 all-time getting out of that series. The one loss, of course, is the Warriors' 2016 finals. They went up 3-1 on the Cavs and then blew that series. But barring a big surprise, a historically surprising thing, the Bucks are going to advance, and most people seem to think Kyrie Irving's time in Boston is done. He's been terrible in this series. Let me ask you this. Kyrie Irving left Cleveland in part because he wanted to be the number one guy. But can he be a number one guy? He's clearly talented enough, but he doesn't seem likable. It doesn't appear that his teammates respect him. And undeniably, he's created some chemistry problems in that Boston locker room that has drifted onto the Boston court.
he doesn't seem to really handle the spotlight well. No. He'll say things that doesn't make or that don't make a ton of sense, or he'll put himself out there in a spot that doesn't necessarily work, like you said, for the chemistry of the team. And I think there's on-the-court basketball reasons that they're struggling. You know, Gordon Hayward's terrible injury and him not being what he was supposed to be. I think when Al Horford is your most consistent player on both sides of the floor, you're probably not a good enough team to beat the Milwaukee Bucks. And that's where they are right now. You have Kyrie Irving in a place where he should be that star on the offensive end, and he's just not capable of doing it. Now, I do think the Bucks are really good. I think people kind of undervalue them in terms of, like you said, 60-win team. Obviously, Antetokounmpo is a monster, and I think that he's a force to be reckoned with for years to come in that Eastern Conference. I think that they're a title contender with Kyrie as their best player, but I do believe that they are not a favorite with Kyrie as their best player. Kyrie probably is best suited to be that number two. And if it works out in New York the way that some people predict, and Kevin Durant goes there and Kyrie decides to join him, I think that that would be a good fit. I think Durant kind of deflects a lot of that. He embraces that villain role at this point, and it would allow for Kyrie to go back to what he was alongside LeBron and be that dominant offensive force who is capable of helping lead a team but not being that alpha in front of the limelight and the cameras by himself. So maybe it's not even a 1-2, or, you know, Kyrie being in front and everyone else behind. Maybe he just needs to stand next to somebody. And to be honest with you, given their friendship and the way that their personalities kind of mesh, I think Durant and Kyrie would be a pretty successful pairing.
Yeah, I think it would work well in New York also. That's Joe Mullinex, site manager, SB Nation's GrizzlyBearBlues.com. He's host of Grizzly Bear Blues Live. You can listen to that podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts, including Apple Podcasts. Terrific stuff as always. I appreciate you being here, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much, GP.
All right. That's Joe Mullinex from SB Nation's GrizzlyBearBlues.com. When we come back, the crystal ball predictions are now 100% in favor of Lester Quinones announcing a commitment to the University of Memphis later on this week. That is the good recruiting news. There's also bad recruiting news. We'll get into that next.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 5 p.m.
Hi, this is James Gaddis at James Gaddis Jewelers. Mother's Day is the perfect time to say thank you to your first friend, your best friend, and your forever friend. Say it with a beautiful piece of jewelry from James Gaddis Jewelers. Choose from our extensive collection of diamonds, precious jewels, and designer pieces, personally selected by me. We want to be your family's jeweler for any and every occasion. So stop by and let us know how we can be of help to you. Centrally located at 4900 Poplar, James Gaddis Jewelers.
Right now is the perfect time to open the door to a brand new Chevy.
And the best time to see for yourself
why more and more
and more people are switching to Chevy. Visit your local Chevy dealer today
and experience firsthand the eye-catching new designs,
refined interiors,
state-of-the-art technology,
and unbeatable deals
that have more
and more people switching to Chevy every day.
Find new roads at Bob Johnston Chevrolet in Covington, Tennessee.
Season tickets for the 2019 Memphis Tigers football season are on sale now and start at $100 when you buy four in the Family Fun Zone and $150 for end zone seats. The six-game home schedule is highlighted with matchups against regional foe Ole Miss, plus AAC rivals Cincinnati and Navy. A season ticket includes the same great seat for all six home games, plus priority options to buy single-game tickets, bowl tickets, and more. Be part of the incredible game day experience and get your seats today at GoTigersGo.com or call 901-678-2331. Stripe up.
Are you catching all your favorite sports games at Samstown Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica this season? Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown and enjoy the full sports betting experience. There's plenty of seats, plenty of screens, and plenty of good company. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
'Cause it just feels right. Samstown Casino.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis-area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookston, the owner, has won 8 world championships, so she sets the standard high. Ribs are cooked multiple times per day to give guests fresh from the cooker quality, and when you order a pulled pork sandwich, the pork is hand-pulled right then and not a moment earlier. If you've been to Memphis Barbecue Company, you know it's legit. If you haven't been, go. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Howie, Mother's Day is Sunday. How is Robert Irwin Jewelers helping us out?
Making sure mom gets diamonds. That's what she wants.
Oh, yes, sir.
One of the most popular sellers right now are these beautiful quarter carat diamond hoop earrings that we have. They're only $399. Mom would love a pair of those.
Yes, she would.
Mom also loves to stack rings now. And we've got great stackable rings, all different types, different shapes, different gemstones. Mostly diamonds, though, because I'm a diamond guy. All at Robert Irwin Jewelers starting at $199. Four locations or online at rijewelers.com.
With summer break around the corner, it's time to talk about another kind of break. The ones on your vehicle. Well-maintained brakes help keep your family safe. So if you're hearing squealing or grinding, stop by Pep Boys during our big Memorial Day savings event and let our pros inspect your brakes for free. And if you need new ones, Pep Boys will save you up to $120 off a Wagner Premium Brake Service. Up to $120 off. It's the Pep Boys big Memorial Day savings event now through May 26th. Up to $60 per axle after mail-in rebate. Free services for rewards members. See restrictions at pepboys.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It feels so good, it should cost. Brought an alligator, I ain't talking Lacoste.
Now, Milwaukee's like a 9-point favorite over Boston tonight to close them out. So if you're a Celtics fan, might be tough to get through that sober. Might need a bottle of New Amsterdam Vodka. It's 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. How smooth is it, Cowboy Carson?
It's so smooth you can drink it straight.
So smooth you can drink it straight. Doesn't mean you have to drink it straight. Just means it's an option if you would prefer to have your vodka that way. They got flavored vodkas as well. Grapefruit, apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, and raspberry. And they've got a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, get gluten-free New Amsterdam Vodka. It really is what I buy when I'm inside the wine and spirit store, and that's a store, and that's because it's the, you know, it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. I could spend more money on vodka, but why would I do that? If I've got a quality vodka right there in front of me that's reasonably priced, then that's the one I'm going to buy. Let's not make this too complicated. Next time you're in a bar or restaurant, you ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka, pour your soul out. On the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Jeff Cock is going to join me a little after 5 o'clock. But right now, I got 4 stories I'd like to discuss.
4 stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. 4 notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's 4 notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
The crystal ball predictions for Lester Quiñones have been updated over 24/7 Sports, and it's now 100% University of Memphis. So that's a good sign.
Yeah.
It doesn't guarantee anything, but the truth is, by the time a recruitment gets this close to the end, if the recruiting analysts all agree on where somebody's going, it would be shocking, by definition, shocking, if the player didn't end up going to that place. It doesn't mean that it never happens. I do remember, I think, the recruiting analysts largely being wrong about Zion Williamson. I think even on the day of the announcement, most recruiting analysts, up until the moment he announced, thought that he was going to Clemson, not Duke. So they have been wrong before, but usually when there seems to be a consensus like there is right now about a certain player, anything other than him announcing what the recruiting analysts all, literally all, at 24/7 Sports at least, think he's going to do, it'd be a surprise if he doesn't do that. So you can safely assume that Lester Quiñones is going to announce a commitment to the University of Memphis. That's the good recruiting news I referenced. The bad recruiting news, I don't know how this happens.
Uh-oh.
The crystal ball predictions that had Memphis, the leader for R.J. Hampton, on the day that R.J. Hampton reclassified to the class of 2019, they now have Kansas as the leader. The crystal ball predictions now say Kansas at 62%, Memphis down to 19%. So I might have to go in and update the top 25
no!
and 1. Yes, because I've already getting tweets from Kansas fans. They're like, hey, Parrish, nice prediction for R.J. Hampton going to Memphis. Just accurate as always. And I'm like, I just ignore it. Yeah. But like, if I were to respond,
good for you,
for instance, if that person were listening right now,
yeah,
I would say,
thanks for listening.
Hey, dummy. I never made a prediction for RJ Hampton. As it's written right there in the column, I simply went based on what the crystal ball predictions at 24/7 Sports were. They said Memphis, so I said Memphis.
Right. You're following their lead. Yeah.
Now they say Kansas. So to say, to be true to my system,
your system,
I might have to update and throw RJ Hampton on Kansas's roster, which might move Kansas into the top five and drop Memphis outside of the top five. So it's Chalmers for the tie all over again.
Not this guy.
Chalmers for the tie all over again. So the good news is that Memphis is almost certainly going to get a commitment from Lester Quinones. It appears that that could lead to a commitment of Precious Achiuwa. And Memphis is also considered the leader at 24/7 Sports for Boogie Ellis. But RJ Hampton, now considered a Kansas lean. We'll keep you updated best we can.
Story number two.
Dennis Dodd, my friend and colleague, CBS Sports, has unveiled his annual rankings of the best college football coaches in Power 5 leagues, the 25 best. So who do you think he's got at the top?
I would say Dabo Swinney.
You know what? That's a reasonable answer because he has beaten Nick Saban in two of the past three national championship games, but it's not
that would
Dabo.
Be my vote for number one.
Well, I'll make sure Dennis knows that.
Yeah, tell Dennis, your colleague.
Nick Saban
Nick Saban.
Number one.
Makes sense. Makes
Dabo
sense.
Is number two.
Yep.
And we could quibble over the order, but that has to be one and two.
Mm-hmm.
There's like nobody else that could be one or two other than Nick and Dabo, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so they got to be one and two.
That's one and two for sure.
Who do you think's three?
I haven't even looked at this column, but I'm going to guess like Jimbo Fisher.
Jimbo Fisher is number five, so that's not a bad guess,
okay.
But Jimbo Fisher is number five.
Let's see, Oklahoma, Lincoln Riley.
Another good guess. He's number four, so you've got four of the top five, but we're still looking for number three.
Can't think of it. Who am I missing?
You are missing.
Who's that guy?
Chris Peterson at Washington. You're not buying it.
Are you buying it? Him as the third best coach in college football?
I think he's tremendous.
Wow.
He has done things at two different places that are unprecedented and that you're just not supposed to be able to do at those places.
True.
That first at Boise State, then at Washington. He went 15-12 in his first two seasons at Washington because he inherited a mess.
Mm-hmm.
But since then, he's 32-9 with two Pac-12 titles and a playoff berth in 2016. I think he's excellent.
Can you argue that the Pac-12 sucks?
You could. You could. Yeah. I think you could. Yeah, you could probably make an argument there, especially at a time when USC is not what USC usually is, or at least was under Pete Carroll. But I still think when you combine what Chris Peterson did at Boise and then recognize what he's doing at Washington,
right.
I think you can reasonably make the case that he is the third or one of the three best football coaches.
Dan Mullen's damn good.
In the sport. We'll run through the top 10.
Yeah, let me
so
hear,
Nick
let me
Saban,
hear
one.
All right.
Number two, Dabo Swinney. Number three, Chris Peterson. Number four, Lincoln Riley. Number five, Jimbo Fisher. Number six, Kirby Smart. Number seven, Brian Kelly. Number eight, Gary Patterson at TCU. Number nine, David Shaw at Stanford. And number 10, Florida's Dan Mullen.
Yeah, Dan Mullen's good.
Which is just a reminder, and I know this wasn't most Mississippi State fans, but there were certainly some that like thought that like Dan Mullen wasn't awesome.
Right, right.
Like I never
didn't
could
subscribe to
make,
that.
I was like, dude, Dan Mullen is great.
Yes,
and like he
we learned that
Dan Mullen is great.
Yeah.
And what if you just go by Dennis Dodd's rankings? He's one of the 10 best coaches in college football. So congrats to Dan Mullen, I guess.
Yeah.
Story number three.
Nick Saban, the best football coach in the country, according to Dennis Dodd at CBS Sports, is also a fan of Game of Thrones. I swear to God, I would have never guessed this. It just seems like Nick Saban would not have time to invest in a television show like this.
We argued about this the other week about him watching. Frankly, we were arguing about Saban watching porn.
Yeah, and now, like, I might need to revisit that.
I mean, because think about it. This is one. It's not porn, but it's a step in the fantasy direction. And so, you follow me? Stuff you wouldn't predict.
No, I don't really follow you. Game of Thrones is definitely not porn.
No, but it's stuff that you wouldn't predict about Nick Saban.
I don't think people are pleasuring themselves to Game of Thrones.
I don't know, man. I've seen Twitter. Go back and revisit.
Let me be clear. I'm sure somebody has pleasured themselves to Game of Thrones. Like, Khaleesi's Khaleesi. Sometimes she takes her shirt off. But I don't think that's a normal thing.
No, that's not normal.
I think more people pleasure themselves to adult videos than they do Game of Thrones. But I'd be willing to listen to a counter-argument. But one of my arguments about Nick Saban not watching porn was that I just felt like he probably just wouldn't find time for it. Like, you know, that's a waste of time.
Yeah, he's a serious fella.
But if he's investing his Sunday nights in Game of Thrones, maybe I was wrong. I can admit that. So anyway, he was on WJOX earlier today, and they started asking him about Game of Thrones, and he's, like, talking about it in a way that proves. Like he really does watch the show and follows the characters and understands the storylines and all that. He was asked about the White Walkers.
Yeah.
He said, and this is from Nick Saban. He said, White Walkers were the bad dudes, man. I mean, if we were recruiting, we would go north and try to recruit some of those guys. And then he was asked about just the show in general.
Yeah.
And he said, Nick Saban, he said, oh, I love it. It had to come to, about how the show's coming down to what it is now, which we got the night. Spoiler alert.
Don't spoiler.
Yes, okay. I am going to spoil.
Well, be careful.
Not going to spoil.
Yeah, go ahead.
Everybody knows the Night King's dead at this point. We got rid of the Night King. We got rid of the White Walker. So now it's just coming down to humans fighting over the throne, right?
Fair enough.
And so Nick Saban was asked about that. He said, oh, I love it. It had to come to this. Somebody's going to win. Somebody's going to lose. That's the way it always goes. Everybody's probably got somebody that they're rooting for, which is how it goes too. So it'll be interesting to see how it winds up. He said, but I think some kind of way Jon Snow is going to wiggle his way in there, even though he won't try. It'll just end up that way. And I think that's a pretty good prediction. Like, I don't think Jon Snow really wants to sit on the throne. I Cersei does. Daenerys does. I don't think Jon Snow actually wants to, but I think Jon Snow probably ends up sitting on the throne. I think Jon Snow is on the throne when the series comes to a conclusion.
This is remarkable that Nick Saban is giving this sort of analysis
on Game of Thrones. I think I'm with Nick Saban here.
He says everybody
has somebody they're rooting for. You know who I'm rooting for? I root for Cersei.
You're a Cersei? I have no idea what you're talking about.
She's evil.
Oh.
But I root for her.
Okay.
I'm Team Cersei. Everybody's like, God, I hope so-and-so kills Cersei. I'm like, no, I hope Cersei kills everybody.
Okay.
I'm in love with Cersei. You know, if you look back, I was thinking about this. I clearly been thinking too much about Game of Thrones.
I'm understanding this.
Cersei, I bet you if I've had four or five, like, people in my life that I actually, like, called girlfriends or, like, in a relationship with, at least half of them are Cersei.
Okay.
Like, what does that mean? Looking back on my life, the reason I think I root for Cersei in this show is because I was always, in another lifetime, oddly attracted to Cersei-like people.
Okay.
Like,
what is it?
They're shady and can't really trust them,
You're
still sort of into it. They're also hot, but then they're ruthless,
and they
ultimately, like, betray you. Like, I had a weird fascination with that. Like, I could give you names if you needed them, and that is the Cersei character.
Following you.
And so I think that's why I root for
Cersei. A hot girl with a dark side?
I recognize Cersei in my past. I've had my own Cerseis. In my past.
Okay.
Go, sir. Team Cersei.
All right.
Story number four.
66 players have been invited to the NBA Combine, and one of them is former University of Memphis star Dedrick Lawson. Of course, he went on to transfer to Kansas because the head coach at the time demoted his father. That was wild.
Yeah.
So
should have probably kept him.
Dedrick Lawson is going to be at the NBA Combine. This will be the second time Dedrick's been there. Last time, you might remember, he tested terribly.
Yeah.
Like, he was testing,
right.
Not basketball stuff, but just like how you run, how you move, how you jump. He was like the worst there. And so hopefully he's improved on some of that
stuff. His agility might have improved.
Otherwise, it might be hard to get selected in the 2019 NBA draft. But the prevailing thought right now is that Dedrick will be a second-round pick and on an NBA roster next season. We'll see. Jeremiah Martin obviously did not get invited. If I say only one former University of Memphis player did. And what that means, and I think most of us know this, is that if Jeremiah Martin is going to ever get to the NBA, he's going to have to take an unconventional path. Mm-hmm. It won't be because he's selected by a team and then in training camp and all of that stuff. He's probably going to have to earn it.
Yeah.
Not impossible. People do it basically every year, but that'll be his path. Because simply put, if you're not invited to the combine, the odds of you being drafted next month are very, very bad.
Unless, what would the change it if you go to one of these little draft camps like the Grizzlies are doing, or one of these tryouts in the arena, and it changes somebody's mind?
An individual workout or a team workout could maybe get you on the radar, but you know, these invitations, it's not just like some guy in an office in New York City saying, we're going to invite these 66 players. They get feedback from NBA teams in advance. Who do you want there? Who do you want to sit down with? Who do you want to see? Who do you want to get measured? Who do you want to see work out? And that's how they compile the list. So if NBA teams aren't submitting you for this, then, again, it's just a sign that you're probably not going to be drafted. Not impossible. Not impossible to not be invited to the combine, but then still get drafted. But it's unlikely. And so I would say with Jeremiah Martin, unlikely. But we wish him luck. Jeff Calkins up next.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Home of Golic and Wingo. Weekdays from 5 till 9 a.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. A radio.com sports station.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Yeah, I'll get straight to it. I'm looking for the fastest internet.
Well, with Xfinity, you can get the fastest, most reliable internet and...
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.